Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
As the local coal industry continues to decline and our region's economy continues to see hard times, a growing movement is seeing small-scale agriculture as a possible new way for local people to make money. WMMT's Rance Garrison brings us this report from the Growing Appalachia Conference, which recently brought together people interested in agriculture from all across the region.
On Saturday, March 21st, the 6th Annual Growing Appalachia Conference was held at the Jenny Wiley Convention Center in Prestonsburg. The conference brought together farmers and many other kinds of people from all over eastern Kentucky for a day of workshops and conversations about the potential for agriculture here in the mountains. Will Bowling helps manage Old Home Place Farm, a locally owned farm in Clay County, Kentucky, and he's been coming to the conference every year since 2010.
It's been a great experience for me each year, just see some of the things that other folks are doing in the region and try to help what little bit I can as far as at least getting across what we're doing as far as small-scale agriculture in the region. But it's always a great opportunity to meet with folks, network, and a great learning experience as well. Of course, just see how other farmers are doing things and just see some of the things that are happening throughout the area.
I see it as a very strong catalyst for igniting different opportunities.
Valerie Horn is involved with many local agricultural projects in Letcher County, including the Apple Tree Project and Grow Appalachia. She's optimistic about the role that farming could play in the future of our economy here in the mountains.
When we talk about replacing mining jobs that are being lost, I know it's going to be a long road, 5 to 10 years minimum, in being able to have folks here that are not in that business yet to be replaced those salaries with agriculture. But like one of our growers, Shane Lucas, said it, when he's growing, he always has a dollar in his pocket. And that it will allow him to stay here longer before he has to relocate for work. I do see it as a real possibility for income for folks.
The workshops at the conference dealt with a wide range of topics, including ways people can farm at home here in the mountains, turning food production into a small business, and more. Brett Schrader is a teacher at Letcher Middle School and helps oversee a school garden that students help keep up. He thinks being exposed to the garden has had a positive impact on his students.
There's a strong tradition of gardening at home amongst the older generations and the parents and things of our students, but our students often were not interested or engaged with that practice. And just last year we had a grandfather come up to us and say, like, my grandson for, you know, his whole life has always refused to go out in the garden with me. He was disinterested. And for the first time ever, he came up to me and said, hey, Grandpa, you want me to help you out there? And, like, he wanted to get back and get involved in that gardening process with him. So I think it's showing them that it can be cool, it can be fun, and that they can do it. And it's not just something like Grandpa and Grandma do.
Other schools are also coming up with creative ways for students to get involved in agriculture. Here's Jan Nappage of the David School in David, Kentucky.
Well, our goal is to create a student-run business, a hot sauce making business. So we are making a mild hot sauce and a hot sauce, I guess, and we're producing most of the ingredients that will go in it. And we hope to can it and then sell it at the Floyd County Farmers Market.
The conference also attracted people with a wide range of backgrounds and interests related to agriculture. Austin Nippenberg is both a biology student at Morehead State University and a mushroom farmer.
Well, we do a year-round process. We do ours all indoor in an isolated greenhouse. It's called shiitake mushrooms, if anyone wants to find out about it. We do it that way solely so we can go 365 days a year, but we also facilitate people in doing a mycological association, like doing gardening mushrooms, like a King Stropharia and things like that, in seasonal applications, obviously.
There were also local growers of all ages, including Luke and Liza Howard, who attended the conference with their father.
I want to come here just for the bees and purposes, so I could learn some more about bees, because I was wanting to get into the bees with my dad.
Are you going to start beekeeping?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to help with them also. So I don't know really how it's going to turn out.
The Growing Appalachia Conference was planned by local members of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth and was co-sponsored by Community Farm Alliance, the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, or MACED, Grow Appalachia, the Floyd County Farmers Market, HF Farms, and Appalachian Roots. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Rance Garrison.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.